We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Resh Nun Vav, Shesh Kiyo Shayotokin Be'erev Shabbos, the sixth blast of the shofar that they used to blow on Erev Shabbos. Says the Mechaber, Kesheha Yisrael B'Yeshuvan, Hayotokin Be'erev Shabbos, Shesh Kiyos Kedei Lahavdil Esa'am Min HaMalacha. When Klal Yisrael used to live on their own in their towns, they used to blow the shofar six times in order to let people know that it was time to stop doing Malacha. The Mishnah Berurah, quoting some Achronim, says that these shofar blasts were done a half hour before Shkia. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that for Balei Malachos, people who are doing work, so they should be warned to stop doing their work 2.5 hours before Tzeis, which is Mincha Ketana, which is around 1.25 hours before Shkia. The Magen Avraham also says that people who own shops, they should be sure to close their shops up 1 hour before Shabbos. All of this is in order to ensure that we aren't ma'acher and we don't come late into Shabbos and end up being mechal Shabbos accidentally. The Ramah continues, V'nagu b'kilos ha'kdoshos shakolshu samach l'Shabbos chatzi sha'o sha'a shemachos shilech tzibar l'hachin atzmam l'Shabbos v'ubim komat kios b'imeyem v'chein ro'i l'nhog b'chol makom. And even though now we do not blow the shofar, says the Ramah, we still have someone go around announcing that it is a half hour or 1 hour before Shabbos so that everybody knows that they should stop doing malacha, and this is in place of those tkios, and this should be done. The Mishnah Berurah says that in the big towns where one person is not able to be machris for everyone to hear that Shabbos is coming, groups of people should volunteer to go around throughout the streets to inform people that Shabbos is coming and they should stop doing malacha so that they won't end up being machal Shabbos accidentally. And the Mishnah Berurah says that in his time there were chaburis of people who did this and they are mezakim Klal Yisrael, and is a tremendous thing that they do. We know that there are certain towns now as well that have a siren go off to remind people that Shabbos is coming, that they should make sure to stop doing any malacha. Siman Reish Nun Zayin, Dine Hatmanas Chamin, the halachas of insulating warm food. Sif Aleph. Ein tomnim b'shabbos afilu b'davar she'enu mosif hevel. You are not allowed to insulate food on Shabbos, even with a material which will not add heat to the food. Aval b'safich hashecha tomnim bo. However, during Ben Hashmashos, you are allowed to insulate. Ve'ein tomnim b'davar mosif hevel afilu mibod yom. But even on Erev Shabbos, you are not allowed to insulate with something that adds heat, only something which does not add heat, and the same will be true during Bein HaShmashos. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason that on Shabbos you are not allowed to insulate even with something which does not add heat is Shema Yimsa Az K'deirah Sotzonenes Yarticha. Maybe you will find that your K'deirah has cooled down, and you will come to warm it up, which will be over on Bishul. However, before Shabbos and during Ben Hashmashos, when the pots are going to be roast chos already, there is no concern that you are going to find that it is cooled down and you are going to try to boil it to warm it up. So therefore, we are not gozer either before Shabbos or during Ben Hashmashos. However, before Shabbos, we are gozer that you should not use something which is mosif hevel. Because if we allow you to insulate with something which adds heat, maybe you will come to insulate with coals, and you will come to stoke those coals, which is going to be a problem of Bishul. The Rambam says that even though this may appear to be a gzera, you may come to use coals, and gzera, you may come to stoke those coals, really, they are one gzera, which was established at the same time. Mishnah Berurah also brings a machlokas achronim whether you are allowed to insulate before Shabbos with something which is not mosif hevel in order to eat it after Shabbos, whether this exists, this iser exists, or whether it is completely mutter, or even if there is a minag lahachmir at all. The Mechaber continues, v'im hitmin b'davar ha-mosif hevel, if you did insulate before Shabbos with a material which adds warmth, hatav shel asar afilu b'diyaved, you are not allowed to eat this food on Shabbos, even b'diyaved. This is only if the food had cooled down, if the food had warmed up, or it was in stomach, the yafelo. But if the temperature of the food remained the same as it was before you insulated it, then you are allowed to benefit from it. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason is lohani ma'asav klum. The fact that you did something didn't really affect the food, so therefore we can't asar it. Mishnah Berurah says, this is quotes from the Magen Avraham, that this is not only true if you did Hatmana before Shabbos, It's even true if you did Hatmana on Shabbos with something which is not Mosef Hevel, since the temperature of the food remains the same as it was before, Lo'ahani Maisav, and therefore you are really able to benefit from this food. Chazon Ish argues on this statement of the Magen Avraham that even if the temperature remained the same as it was before you insulated it, it is still going to be Usur, but the Mishnah Berurah seems to be so similar like the Magen Avraham that you'd be able to benefit if the temperature didn't change. There is also machlokas between Chazon Ish and Rav Eliashiv. If you did Hatmana, do you have to undo the Hatmana? Meaning, is the Isser of being Matman just the Maisa of insulating, or is it allowing it to remain insulated as well? The Chazon Ish says that you would have to undo the insulation immediately, whereas Rav Eliashiv says once it's insulated, even though it was done by Isser, you can allow it to remain that way.